This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
V is for vanilla. Hello, and welcome to The Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Koziak, here to take you through the history of food, one letter at a time. Today, we'll be talking about a classic, if elusive flavor, vanilla. The vanilla plant is a member of the orchid family, native to parts of South and Central America and the Caribbean. Vanilla grows on a vine, and this vine sprouts a flower. Each flower is only open for 24 hours before it wilts, and if pollination occurs during this time, the vanilla pod, which is actually a fruit, is formed. The first group to cultivate the vanilla plant were the Totonac Indians, located in East Central Mexico. The Totonac were the only people to enjoy vanilla until they were conquered by the Aztecs. The Aztecs required regular tribute, and part of that tribute from the Totonacs was vanilla. The Aztecs included vanilla in their chocolate drink, the same drink that Montezuma allegedly presented to Cortez in a golden goblet after the Aztecs' ruthless defeat at the hands of the conquistadors. Like many other Central American ingredients and innovations, vanilla was introduced to Europe in the 16th century. It was a luxury ingredient available only to nobles and to the wealthy, and it was exclusively consumed in chocolate beverages. In 1602, Queen Elizabeth I's apothecary, Hugh Morgan, had the idea to flavor sweetmeats with vanilla. Vanilla's use as an ingredient in desserts has grown ever since. Thomas Jefferson enjoyed vanilla ice cream in France in the 1780s. He wrote down copies of the recipe and introduced the vanilla bean pods to the United States. In the 1790s, the vanilla vine was smuggled from Mexico to the Bourbon Islands, a group of islands in the Indian Ocean off the east coast of Africa, made up of Madagascar, Mauritius, Comoro, Seychelles, and Reunion. The vanilla was planted on Reunion, and while the vines grew and the orchids blossomed, the plants produced few vanilla pods. The reason for the lack of pods wasn't discovered until 1836, when Belgian botanist Charles Morin discovered that pods weren't growing because there was no flower fertilization. In Mexico, the pods were pollinated by a small native bee, and the absence of this bee meant the plants were not being pollinated. This changed in 1841 thanks to a 12-year-old slave boy named Edmund Albias, who lived on Reunion Island. Albias used a small, toothpick-shaped stick to quickly pollinate the plants by hand, creating the first successful vanilla crop outside of the plant's native region. While we may not think of it as such today, vanilla was once an exotic ingredient. The plant now thrives across the world, in Mexico, Madagascar, Tahiti, and Indonesia. So many favorite desserts wouldn't be the same without it. For more information, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs and tune in next time. I'm Ashley Koziak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.